The Great Fire of London, 1666. On Sunday morning, September the 2nd, 1666, a fire started which destroyed the city within 5 days. An area of 1.5 miles lay in ashes. 87 churches, among them St. Paul's, were destroyed, and 13,200 houses were burnt down. In all this destruction, luckily, only a few people died. The fire started in the house and shop of Thomas Farriner, baker to King Charles II, in Pudding Lane, a site where today you find the monument, a column which is 202 feet high as the distance between the base of the column and the house where the fire started. Farriner had forgotten to put out the fire the night before, and so the nearby wood for the ovens was soon on fire. By 1 o'clock in the morning, the house and the shop were burning. When Farriner's assistant woke up, he found the house full of smoke. He immediately woke up everybody. Farriner, his wife and daughter, and one servant were able to escape. They climbed through an upstairs window and along the rooftops. The maid, who was too scared to leave the house, died in the flames. Sparks from the burning house fell on the hay and straw in the yard of the Star Inn at Fish Street Hill. Immediately this building caught fire too. Strong winds, which were blowing that morning, helped to quickly spread the fire. By 8 a.m, 7 hours after the fire had started, the flames were halfway across Old London Bridge. There was little people could do to stop the fire. Away from the river, there was little water, and there were not enough buckets and ladders. The only thing they could do was to destroy houses to stop the fire. So, by order of the king, trained bands began to pull down houses, at first with little success. In their despair, they also used gunpowder to blow up houses. But it was only after 3 more days that people were able to bring the fire under control. When all was over, about 4/5 of the city lay in ashes. People had to rebuild it if they wanted to live in it. Reconstruction began soon, but the city which people tried to build again was different. With the fire of 1666, the face of London had changed forever.